Hello, everyone. Welcome if this is your first time listening, and welcome back if this is not your first time listening to the She's Fearless podcast. I am your host, Erica Lipscomb. How's everybody doing today? Me, I am tired. You know, I stayed up a little bit too late last night. I was doing my hair. I don't really get my hair braided professionally. So I was up late last night crocheting my hair. So if anybody who's crocheted their hair or even got your hair braided, you know, like, well, getting your hair professionally braided takes a long time. I would like to get my hair professionally braided, but you know, that's more money than what I want to spend. So every now and then I'll go and I'll order some pre-twisted, you know, spring twist, or if I want some braids, I order some braids from Amazon, and I will braid my hair, and then I would, you know, crochet the braids or the spring twist into my hair. And y'all, that takes some time. And I wasn't going to do it. I was going to wait until like this weekend to do it, because I was like, no, you know, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to just wait, because it takes time. Plus, I already had my hair. I already had like spring twists in my hair. So it's not like, you know, it's not like I had a lot of things to do, because my hair was already like braided underneath my spring twist. So I'm thinking like, you know, well, I'm going to go ahead and do it. So I did it, and I'm thinking like, it's not going to take long, because my natural hair is already braided. So I thought it was going to be a lot like less time, but girl, it was like 12:30, and I still had some more to do. So I'm like, I can't. I need to get my behind in the bed, because I had to be at work, in, you know, the next morning. So you know how you have like some of your hair, most of your hair is braided, but there's that top part, the middle top part, that's still not done. So you kind of like put everything up in a bun. So that's what I did to cover the fact that the middle part of my hair was still, you know, wasn't crocheted. But y'all, I was tired. Plus, I got up and did my devotion. I get up at 5. And thank God, because normally, y'all, I'm not a morning person. So it's a struggle for me to get up in the morning. So I'm just going to be honest. I'm just not a morning person. I woke up at 5, and at first I was just laying there, and I was like, I know I need to get up and do my devotion. But I hit the snooze button, and then finally I got up around 5:30, did my devotion, and I thank God, because any other time with me going to bed at 12:30 and not really going to sleep till pretty much almost 1 o'clock, you know, any other time I'd have been like exhausted, you know, when I woke up in the morning. But thank God that I wasn't as tired as I thought I was going to be. I was more awake than I thought I was going to be. And I know I feel like God was like, let me give her a little bit of energy this morning. So I had my devotion, and you know, I prayed and I got ready and went to work. And y'all, when I was at work this afternoon, I was tired, and I was so tired that I went into the men's bathroom to go to the bathroom. Thank goodness I realized, like, wait a minute, I am not in the women's bathroom. So I like turned right back around real quick. Thank goodness that there was nobody in there at the time. But I turned right back around. And, you know, here I am at home recording the podcast for this week. So I hope you guys are not as tired as I am. I am tired. I think I'm probably going to go to bed early. But I hope everybody is having a blessed day, a blessed week, whatever day you're listening to it. This podcast, whatever time of the day, morning, afternoon, evening, I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day. Today, I want to talk about, I was reading a story in the Bible. It's in 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 7 through 16, I believe. And basically, it's a story about the widow who had a son, and Elijah came and, you know, wanted her to give him some water. So I just want to, you know, kind of talk about that story and what the Lord gave to me. So I'm going to talk to you guys about it. But I'm going to read the story, and maybe you guys have read this story, heard about this story, but I'm going to read it to you guys. I'm start with, okay, this is 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 7 through, I believe, 16. And it says, "It happened after a while that the brook dried up, because there was no rain in the land. And then the word of the Lord came to him," which is Elijah, "saying, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and stay there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." So he set out and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called out to her and said, "Please bring me a little water in a jar so that I may drink." As she was going to get it, he called to her and said, "Please bring me a piece of bread in your hand." But she said, As the Lord your God lives, I have no bread, only a handful of flour in the bowl and a little oil in the jar. See, I am gathering a few sticks so that I may go in and bake it for me and my son, that we may eat it as our last meal and die." Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said. Just make me a little bread from it first, and bring it out to me, and afterwards you may make one for yourself and for your son. For this is what the Lord God of Israel says, the bowl of flour shall not be exhausted, nor shall the jar of oil be empty until the day that the Lord sends rain again on the face of the earth." She went and did as Elijah said, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The bowl of flour was not exhausted, nor did the jar of oil become empty, in accordance with the word of the Lord, which he spoke through Elijah. Now, what stands out to me in this story is the fact that the widow obeyed the word of the Lord. In spite of how little she had of the flour and the oil, in spite of her circumstance, in spite of the fear that she had, that she was feeling, she obeyed God. Now, she could have easily have said, nah, I think I'm just going to just take care of me and my son. But she didn't. She obeyed the word of the Lord. Another fact that stands out to me is the fact that God had everything planned. Everything was orchestrated. God had already had the blessing set up, already ready in spite of how it looked. So everything was already orchestrated. God had everything lined up. You know, even with Elijah and how God had told Elijah to go to this certain place, because he had already had everything planned out for him, for Elijah to meet this widow. And everything was already lined up, you know, in the way God had wanted it. Now, like I said before, now the widow could have told Elijah, nope, I'm not making anything for you. What I have is just enough for me and my son. So you're going to find somewhere else, go somewhere else to find to get you some food, because what I have is just for me and my son. Like, I can't spare you anything, because what I have is so little. It's barely enough for me and my son. She could have allowed her fear of her situation, because she didn't have a lot of flour, she didn't have a lot of oil, and she could have allowed the fear of not having enough to stop her, to keep her from obeying the word of the Lord that was being spoken through Elijah. Even after the widow told Elijah that she didn't have enough, now you would think that if somebody says, you know, I ain't got enough, you'll be like, oh, okay, you know, that's cool. You know, I'll go somewhere else. I'll find somewhere else, you know, somebody else that can, you know, bless me or, you know, give me what I need. But in fact, like, he was like, okay. It was almost like he was saying, yeah, I hear you, but go ahead and do what you was doing, but I'm going to need you to make me some bread first, and then you can take care of you and your son. I mean, that's basically what he was saying in so many, you know, in so many ways. And, you know, it was like as if Elijah didn't even hear anything that the widow had told him. It was just like he just went deaf. Like, she told him she didn't have enough. She told him that her and her son was gonna make this little bit of stuff that she had, and that her and her son was gonna eat this, and they was gonna die. And then he says, okay, do that, but I'm gonna need you to fix me something first. So, but the thing is that Elijah knew that God was already going to provide. So he wasn't moved by what the widow was telling him. He wasn't moved by her circumstances. He wasn't moved by how it looked, because he knew what God had told him. He was going by what God had told him. He wasn't looking at the problem, the widow's problem. He was going by what God had told him. Now, the widow was looking at her situation, her circumstance. But like I said, Elijah was going by what God had said. So out of obedience, the widow did exactly what Elijah told her to do. He wasn't worried about how little. Like, he wasn't worried about it. like God, you know, and even in our life, when, you know, God tells us to do something and he sees the little bit of what we have, or he sees that we're not, we don't feel like that we can do this, or we don't feel like that we can do that, but he knows that we can. And he sees the ending. And so he was like, oh, okay, I hear you, but I'm going to need you to do this. God said that you will have enough flour. So this is what he said. God says that you will have enough flour and oil to last until the day the Lord allows it to rain. So he was saying, okay, I hear what you're saying, but like I said, I'm going to need you to make this bread for me, because God is going to allow the oil, the little bit that you have, the little bit of flour that you have, to last until God allows it to rain, because it was a drought. There was no, it hadn't rained in a while. And so because of that, like, there was probably nothing, you know, wasn't able to plant anything or grow anything because of there was no rain. Now that little bit she thought would be gone, God was planning on multiplying that little bit, that very thing that she thought was just barely enough for her and her son. God had already had planned to multiply it. You see, you think that what you have is not enough, that what you have is barely enough for yourself. So how in the world can I bless someone else with a little bit of what I got? Don't allow fear, just like the widow, don't allow fear to keep you from obeying what God has commanded you to do. Stop looking at your situation. Stop looking at your circumstances. Stop looking at how it looks. And obey the word of the Lord. What God said was going to happen will happen. It doesn't matter how it looks. It doesn't matter what you think might happen. God cannot lie. His word will not return void. It will do exactly what it was sent out to accomplish. We see the problem. We see the circumstances. We see the situation. But God sees the end. We see like our lights are about to be cut off. But God says, I need you to bless so-and-so with some money. Or I need you to do this. And you're saying, like, God, like, do you know that my lights are getting ready to be cut off? But God knows that he has already planned for you to have your lights be kept on. Like, God already knows that he has somebody lined up ready to bless you with something. Or God knows that he's, you know, have something lined up for you to get a bonus, an unexpected bonus at your job that's going to help you to keep your lights on. Just imagine, like, what if the widow would have done the opposite? If she'd have said, nope, I ain't going to do that, Elijah. I'm going to do what I think is best. I'm going to make this bread for me and my son, and it's going to be over. What if she didn't listen to Elijah? What if she allowed her fear of what she thought was going to happen to overtake her? The fear of her situation, the fear of her problem, the fear of her circumstance. There was a blessing in the midst of her circumstance, and she didn't even know it. Like, all she thought was, okay, her time is, her and her son's time is coming to an end. And there is not going to be no more life for her and her son. And all she saw was that. All she was consumed with was the little bit that she had. All she was consumed about was she didn't have enough. So that whole conversation between Elijah and the widow, it was just, it's just like us and God. God tells us, like I said, God tells us to do something. And we're like, but God, you know, I got this issue. I got this problem. I can't do it because of, and you can put in your, you know, whatever it is that you tell God that, you know, what your issue is. Maybe you feel like, you know, you feel like, you know, that issue, that problem is stopping you from doing what God told you to do, what God commanded you to do. You're, you know, and sometimes we get so absorbed and so overwhelmed with our problems, with things that are going on in our life. And it seems like pretty much like God gets pushed to kind of pushed to towards the back, or he kind of like becomes non-existent because our problem, we have allowed our problem to overtake us, to get into our mind and make us think that it's impossible. But when God tells you something, when God tells you do this, or when God says this is going to happen, just know that God cannot lie, that God is going to do exactly what he told you to do. All we need to do is trust him and obey him. Now, it's easy to say, oh, don't worry about your problems, because, hey, like, I've had things in my life where I worried about them. I thought about them. I couldn't, like, I felt like, what am I going to do? Because this problem is so big, you know, or what am I going to do? Because I don't have enough for this. And God always provides. God always makes a way. It may not be in the way that you want it to be or how you want it to be, but God always makes a way. And sometimes we act like God can't provide, or he's not going to provide. Like God doesn't know what he's doing. But if God is telling you to do something in spite of your situation, trust that he has a ram in the bush. Just like he did for Abraham when he told Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac. Abraham didn't question it. Abraham didn't say, well, you know what? This is my son. Like, this is the son that me and Sarah waited for you to bless us with, and you want me to sacrifice my son? He did it. And God provided, because of his obedience, God provided a ram in the bush. So all I ask you to do is that for you to trust God, obey the word of the Lord, let faith overtake your fear, because there is a ram in the bush. There is a blessing on the other side. God will provide for you. Don't look at your situation. Don't look at your problem. Don't look and say, God, I don't have enough. The devil will speak lies to you to make you think that what you have is not enough, or, you know, or it's not good enough, or that you can't do it. And he will put fear in you to make you think that it's not going to get any better, that there's no hope, that, you know, you just might as well just give up, that God is not going to provide for you. God is not going to come through for you. God is not going to, you know, bless you, you know, but God is going to bless you. Just obey him. Trust him. Faith over fear. Faith over fear. And believe and obey God. And allow him to get you through this, to provide for you, and to bless you in a way that you would not have been able to even imagine. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, week, weekend, and I will see you next week. Peace.